Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Got a big 1 o'clock hour in front of us. We got a couple of guests coming on the show right now to talk about the production of the NFL draft. Later in the show, we'll play Punch It Audio. It is the best sound from all around. It's also T-shirt Appreciation Week. I've never appreciated teachers like I do right now. Amid a lockdown, we have outsourced so much of the raising of our kids to the educational system that I feel as though we should give teachers out there today, all week long. They get a whole week. Teachers all week long, and today, let's get them going. Our next guests are two vice presidents with a company that produced the NFL draft. Really cool, really interesting. And if you're somebody who is interested on the story behind the story, there's a company in New York City, New York City based. It's called Van Wagner. And Van Wagner put on the NFL draft and did a great job doing it. It was a record audience that watched the draft. And joining us now from Van Wagner are two guests. The Vice President of College Marketing, Mark Massari, former Oregon State Deputy AD, is joining us. Also on the show is Jonathan David, who is the Vice President of Productions for Van Wagner. And Jonathan David joining us as well. Guys, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. Let's start with you, Mark. Give us an idea of what the history of Van Wagner. What kind of company are we talking about?
Hey, John. Hey, good to talk to you. So first, as a husband of a fourth and fifth grade teacher, I need to say I echo your thoughts and comments on how hard they work and how special teachers are. So, but hey, thanks for having me. No, it's I'm actually in Lake Oswego. That's where I'm based out of, and Jonathan's down in L.A. But Van Wagner has had a nice run with producing all the graphic packages for a lot of the major events around the world and around the country all year. We're kind of a behind the scenes group that produces the in-venue graphics. So at the draft, which we've done for a while, when the players come up and all the graphic packages I've seen on TV and in the venue, we produce that a group that Jonathan works with out of the East Coast and some in LA that produce that. But this year is a little challenging because the NFL asked us to produce a live virtual draft with everybody, 200 different feeds and so many different locations. But with 55 million viewers total and over 15 million in the first round alone, I think America needed it. And that's the essence of what we did. I thought we did a great job.
You guys, it was a remarkable thing. And I part of it probably was because we were starving for content, but I think it was so unusual, the sort of the organic feel. It felt like, we were in their living rooms with us. Jonathan David, Vice President for Productions, you played a role in that, Jonathan. Tell us how you pulled that off.
Well, yeah, I certainly can't take all the credit. I was certainly just more on the front end of it, being able to watch it. But for all of our tech-savvy friends who are listening here, they would appreciate all the technology that went into place. And we've got quite a robust team based in our Raleigh, North Carolina office where a lot of our production has run out of. We pulled in technology from all over the world, honestly, bringing in charter planes and making sure that we could pull it all off in basically a timeline of about 3 weeks. If I could try to, call it, to dumb it down as best as I can for people like myself to really understand it, we were just creating a live broadcast as if you were watching a news broadcast where there are six different cameras focused on the lead anchor or sports anchor or weather anchor and a live remote. And we were just toggling in between each of those. But if we got into more detail, you would really understand that every single individual from the coach to the GM of each of the teams had a unique link. When they clicked on that link using their personal device, whether it be a tablet or a phone, meaning iPhone, Android phone, or even a laptop, we, back in our control room, had access to their living room. We saw everything that was going on. And I think a lot of people have now seen, scrolling across the internet, all of the different pictures of Coach Belichick and his dog, and you saw this real human element to the draft that we traditionally wouldn't see. We're happy that we were able to put it all together, and we're now even starting to take that technology and bring it out to some of the local high schools and colleges across the country to provide what the class of 2020 deserves, which is a graduation to the best of our abilities.
I love it because, you know, hey, there's sports are not happening right now. And while we wait to do that, you guys have pivoted into graduations. I want to talk about that. But, Jonathan, maybe first you could kind of tell us, you know, that shot of Cliff Kingsbury in his living room, the different – did you guys give the individual coaches and GMs any instruction, or did you just kind of let them have some fun with it?
No, we definitely worked with each of them to work on specific camera angles. We certainly didn't want – I think we're all used to seeing some of our parents or grandparents trying to use FaceTime and other video devices, and they're about 2 inches away from the screen, and all you see is their nose. So we worked with each of the coaches and GMs to ensure that their camera setup was the right distance. We had the right lighting. No one wanted to see the – you know, the blacked out silhouette of a coach as they were making some of the biggest decisions that their franchise had at the table. So we worked with them hand in hand to ensure everything was properly aligned.
What kind of equipment were they using? I was curious because as I'm watching it, I go, you know, the phones have gotten so good. Were you using iPhones? Were you using tablets? What were you using?
It was a combination of all of those. The NFL has some incredible partners, Verizon being one of them, who helped provide a lot of the devices to some of the prospects and some of the other individuals who were televised on the broadcast. We provided other more significant hardware with light rings, et cetera. But it was a combination of all those tablets, personal devices, and true camera equipment.
Jonathan David, Vice President for Productions at Van Wagner. Mark Massari, the Vice President of College Marketing, is also with us. Mark, maybe you could talk a little bit about the pivot you guys are making. You put on the NFL draft. Are you telling me like a local high school, could hire Van Wagner to do their graduation ceremony? A college, Portland State, could do that and have Alabama Adriana walking in her 2020 cap and gown from her living room?
Yeah, no, exactly. It kind of happened organically. I mean, we got a couple people put out some feelers about, you know, year-end celebrations, whether it be graduations, which right now at the high school kind of prep level, we're having a lot of talks and schools wanting to do that. But yeah, you could definitely, I mean, we offer a live virtual graduation where you start with, you know, the welcome from the president all the way to the school video to, you know, just like what Jonathan was saying, where Roger Goodell at the NFL was there and we were queuing, you know, the next team up or the next player to go to their house. We do the same thing where you have, you know, the president or the headmaster or somebody that's going to give the diploma, and we say next is, or he or she says next is going to be this student, and boom, pops up a live living room. Or if they don't want that, it could be just the graphic with a little bit of their, you know, where they're going to college or some of their, you know, their accolades when they were in at the school. So yeah, we've actually started with just, you know, schools reaching out to us. Jonathan has a few examples of down in Southern California of that. So yeah, you could, what I guess to sum it up, you could use the company that did the NFL draft for your high school graduation, or a lot of things we're getting right, Jonathan, is we're getting a lot of requests for, you know, galas and year-end fundraising events and bar mitzvahs, and not just graduations. We can also scale down to just something just to celebrate this crazy time we're in right now, but to these memorable moments that people want to capture versus just sending something out socially. We can actually produce it and make it special.
Mark Masseri, Vice President of College Marketing for Van Wagner. And again, we're talking about the company that produced the NFL draft. Jonathan David with us as well, the Vice President for Productions. Jonathan, on that point, you know, you're used to working with NFL teams and coaches and GMs, and how would it be different? Is it a refreshing challenge for you to be like, hey, there's going to be high school seniors, have some fun with this, but also let's make it classy? Like, what kind of instruction do you get on a high school event that you'd produce?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're just trying to execute the vision that a lot of these schools have had for long standings, right? We're talking with a number of prep schools that have been around for 60, 70 years, and they're wearing their white tuxedo jackets if it's an all-male school, or if all white dresses for some of the high schools that we're talking about, caps and gowns. So it's all about us trying to keep their traditions that would, in other words, be there if we were allowed to have these live events. But transitioning into this virtual environment that we're in, so many people are turning to different sources, like your Zoom calls that we're all stuck on for conference calls these days. This is totally different. This is a live broadcast that is streamed over, you know, YouTube TV, Facebook Live, et cetera, or even on an institution's website. So it's been fun to have these conversations. And really the biggest takeaway from it all is everyone is just happy to know that there is a supplement for a live graduation. And this is the best thing that they have come across.
Yeah, because you could have presumably, you know, the school principal, or at Portland State, the president of the university, sort of make a statement, and then you could have the valedictorian speak, and then you kind of do the graduating class. Here they are individually, and then everybody. Is that something they would be able to keep? Like, would they get a, you know, would that exist for them to keep as sort of a memory of, here's my graduation, and that they could then distribute on their social media?
Yeah, certainly. So we always, everything that we're creating, it's just a digital feed. So we're able to record it all, provide it back to the institution, and they can provide it to their graduating seniors. And I think a lot of institutions love the fact that we can provide this live look in and almost create a draft for a lot of these high schools, where we can acknowledge so much of what the seniors have done and perhaps where they're about to go to for the next 4 years at a university level, that it's the family is decked out in the Portland State Vikings garb, swag, and the graduate is sitting there in their cap and gown, and it goes crazy when it's a live look-in into the living room. It really creates almost a draft-like atmosphere. It's special.
Give us an idea, because you have so many people right now that are doing Zoom calls and FaceTime calls with family and for work. Just for the layman who's listening to this, do you have some basic suggestions to help us all look better in those videos?
It all comes down to lighting. Make sure that you have the light source in the right area, and make sure you're not 2 inches away from the screen.
Good lighting. Because I noticed the circle lights, some of them I don't like, because they create sort of in the eye of the subject, there's this little round, you could see the circle light in their eye if they're too close to it. And it's distracting to me. They all look like they're possessed.
I don't disagree with that. And the other alternative, we can just all hide behind the microphone like we do
right.
In radio.
Right. There you go.
And just hide our faces and just do telephone calls.
I like that. I think the video thing is, though, everybody's pivoted. Like, if my mom's doing it, everyone's doing it, right? And so my mom's FaceTiming with the kids. And so I think there's a comfort level that everybody has now with video. Jonathan David is one of our guests, Vice President of Productions for Van Wagner. Mark Masseri is with us, the Vice President of College Marketing for Van Wagner. Mark, if I could ask you before I cut you guys loose, you guys have done work for Major League Baseball, the NFL, of course, College Football Playoff, Kentucky Derby, Final Four. You look around college athletics, you guys are there. You look around pro athletics, you're there. Where are the fingerprints of Van Wagner? Like, if you look at the playoff or the NFL, if we're watching a broadcast or a game, what is it that you guys are doing that when we're watching a game, we can go, oh, yeah, that's that company?
Well, it's a couple different ways, and I think Jonathan said it well. I mean, one of the things that about the Zoom calls, John, is one thing we did, and this was big for the NFL, was a secure system. So, you know, my teenage daughter and my son have always showed me all the Zoom fails. Have you been watching those? Like all the Zoom calls of people that, and people are getting hacked into, you know, they're hacking into Zooms. And so we obviously provided, the NFL was very, very sensitive to keeping things down so we can have a secure, you know, system and delivery, which is what we obviously will do for the graduations and all the other year end stuff we're doing. But a couple different areas. We started as an outdoor billboard company out of New York in the 70s, started by a New York City cab driver, actually, that just started buying a lot of Times Square area in inventory. And so, and then Times Square boomed to what it is, you know, pretty much till today. And so we're in the outdoor advertising space for a while. So if you, I'll give you an example. So if you're watching an NBA game or an NFL, college basketball game, the courtside signage that rotates, you know, on the about 90 feet or 45 feet to 90 feet on the court that does advertising and all that, we created that system, a group called Dorna, which we own. We keep the name because it's got some brand equity. And so we'll sell into those schools or into those NBA teams. So the Lakers will keep some of that inventory, and then we'll sell into there and sell kind of a national network. And that's where you'll see us. We also are on the backstops, virtual backstops during Major League Baseball. So if you're watching, you know, Chevron at the Giants games, for you being a Giants fan, so Chevron, and then it rotates to a national, like Lumber Liquidators, kind of a national advertiser. And that's usually us. We just work with the Giants and all the other clubs to sell some of that. So that's usually where we're at, plus all the virtual production, like the draft, and we've done the Final Fours, and we've done the Olympics for years. So pretty talented group. Jonathan works with those with them daily, but we're pretty talented.
I think it's great. I mean, I think it's interesting, and I'm always interested. Like, we all watched that. We all kind of maybe thought, you know, I was under the impression it looks so organic and so good. And Jonathan, to your credit on that front, it looks so organic and so good that I thought, man, did they just, you know, give these guys, send them devices and tell them, hey, set up wherever you'd like, because there was such a variety, right? We felt like we were in that room with them. So Jonathan, you did a nice job with that.
Thank you. I mean, it was certainly a big team behind all of us putting it together, but it's about a community, and we really feel like that is what really came across for the draft this year, was developing and furthering that community as NFL fans and across all teams.
I appreciate both of you guys making time, and for high schools out there that would potentially want to have their graduation, or colleges out there. How quickly can you turn that, Jonathan? I mean, if somebody gets in your system, is that something you guys could do 2 weeks from now, a month from now? What's the timeline?
Yeah, we're looking at probably anywhere from May 20th and on. We're able to flip this around. We could even do it perhaps even quicker within the next 2 weeks if that was something that needed to be done.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you for making time. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
All right. There's Jonathan David, Vice President of Productions for Van Wagner, and Mark Masseri, who's the Vice President of College Marketing. Let me, I kind of want to ask Adriana, now that she has heard the pitch, and feel free to say, hey, this isn't for me. Now that you've heard the pitch, is this something you would welcome? Would you like to have this permanent record of, here was the university president, here was the valedictorian, here was me, I got to put up my thing, and you got to hula hoop or whatever you want to do in your announcement? And would you now, have you changed your mind? Or are you still intent on, you want to walk, you want nothing else but walking?
I think I'm a little bit in between. They sold me a little bit more.
Okay.
So
I think for
better than nothing.
Yeah, I think the college decision is different, though, because I think it, to me, it's a bigger moment graduating college than it is leaving high school.
Mm-hmm.
Most people leave high school. Most people graduate and leave high school, the vast majority of people. And it, you know, you scatter off into the world. I think college is more like a, you want to punctuate, you want to spike the football and do your celebration dance. You actually made it through something, and all you really have to show for it is your diploma and the fact that you got a bill for $70,000 for your college education. So take a victory lap, have a drink, you know. But bottom line, I want you to tell me what you think. And if you're, look, if there's a high school listening that says, hey, let's hire these guys, or Portland State, let's hire these guys, it's not a bad idea. All right, leave it here. You got Punch It Audio. It's the best sound from all around, and it's coming up. Saw where Elon Musk had a baby today. Not Elon, but his girlfriend had a baby. He's a dad now. Maybe he'll settle down. Tesla founder. Oh, fiery. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Merritt Paulson. Just in his temperament. Merritt Paulson, the Timbers owner and the Thorns owner. He's a fan. He's in it with the fans. He gets compared to Mark Cuban, but he's also fiery. I think that's why he took a break from Twitter for a while. There are just some people, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing. There are just some people that need to count to three before they tweet. And you know what? And I got to be honest. I relate to that myself. There are many times I go to tweet in response to somebody or something in general that kind of ticks me off. I open the app. I write out the sentence. I get ready to hit tweet, and I just go, nah, I've cooled off. It's that, you know, that cooling off period. Like, I should hide that app a little deeper on my phone. Take me a little longer to get to it, you know?
I think you've hit on a fascinating subject, though. Let's power rank top five guys that need to have a baby so they can simmer down.
I just don't rank them. I don't know if having a baby is going to make you simmer, though. That's the problem. Like, you might think that. You might think getting married. You might think, getting in a relationship. You might think getting a good night of sleep is going to let you simmer. I just think sometimes simmering down, it's more of an Alabama Adriana meditation question. It's not a baby question. I don't think a baby's going to help you simmer. I think a baby's going to make you tired. I could just remember how when our two little ones were born, just going, oh, my gosh, I forgot how tired I am. I forgot how tiring this is to have kids. I don't know. Adriana, Alabama Adriana, you're the meditation expert on this show. If we were to give you like Elon Musk and say, mellow him out, can you?
You definitely can, but it's going to take some soul searching, some counseling, anger management.
Yeah, forget it.
He's out! He's out at that point. I think, too, it's interesting to remember that sometimes I think the best part of Twitter and the worst part of Twitter are the same thing. Like, yeah, social media in general. The best part of social media is you are in control of what you post. By and large, unless you're a kid whose parent is saying, you have to clear everything with me, you're in control of that app. You're in control of what you think and feel and put on there. That's you. There's no editor. There's nobody on your shoulder, usually. There's nobody telling you what you can and can't post unless you have a company that has issued you some social media guidelines or guidance. You're in charge of that. That is the best part of it. That's also the worst part of it because there are some of us who need that safety net. And I got to tell you, there are times when I've tweeted something and I go, I shouldn't do that. I go in and I delete it. Got to get rid of it. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think, some people are like, I don't delete tweets. I think if you tweet something that you go, that's 10 seconds later, I don't feel the same way. I think you're entitled to delete it. You might have to ask your questions about it. You might have to tweet and go, I deleted that last tweet and here's why. But I don't think you have to answer to anybody. It always drives me crazy when I hear people go, well, you owe us this. What does somebody owe you on social media? Nobody owes you nothing. Nobody owes you an explanation. Nobody owes you, hey, this is why. I saw RG3 had a tweet yesterday. He said on Twitter, they don't have to believe in your dreams. You do. And I thought to myself, that's something worth tweeting. Like, that is RG3 telling other people, lifting other people up, saying, look, man, it doesn't matter if people believe in what you believe in. It just matters that you believe it. That's something worth tweeting. And I thought to myself, that's a tweet that won't get deleted. In fact, I think like 4,000 people now have retweeted, including Nick Rolovich, the coach at Washington State, who that's where I saw it. But I thought ultimately, like, hey, like Twitter has some redeeming qualities, and it also has some things where I'm like, man, there's just some people that shouldn't be on there. And I've heard it suggested that people should have to pass a test to get on there. I've heard it suggested that people should have to do more than have an email account to have a Twitter account. I don't believe in all that. I just think, like, sometimes there are no rules. It is a wild west. If you want to be an idiot, you're well within your right to go be an idiot on social media. But I also think that there's some people, like, and I appreciated what Merritt Paulson did like a year ago, and he just said, you know what, I'm taking a hiatus. Cost him money. He got fined for things. He potentially was in line to be maybe an owner of the Blazers if that franchise was ever for sale. It was only going to hurt him to be on social media. And I just think there are some people who are mature enough.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.